It is Personal Finance Monday here on Money Talk, and tonight we discuss sticking to your financial resolutions. Anton van Heerden, who's the Executive Vice President at Africa and Middle East for SAGE, joins us on the line.
Thank you, Jimmy.
First things first, Anton, do people make financial resolutions?
Well, I think some do and some don't, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's important that you do, like anything else. But my guess is probably that too few people do that.
Now, we know that resolutions always come with falling off the wagon here and there, any type of resolutions, even consistency at the gym. How would you advise somebody to stay on course?
So, you know, I think, you know, just to put it in perspective firstly, most businesses should have some kind of a plan and strategy. And I think the beginning of the new year really is an opportunity to just take a step back, to reflect on the last year. That's very important, and to see, you know, what went well, what didn't work well, and what can you do differently. So to, you know, to take the time to reflect on the past and to learn from our experiences. I think often people are so busy, especially in the beginning of a new year, just to get started with all the mails in the inbox, etc., and they don't bother to do that. So I think the beginning of the year is a very important time to take a step back, to reflect, to make some adjustments if you already have a plan. But having said that, it's also an ongoing process. This isn't something you should be doing only once a year. I think it's, you know, looking at your business's strategy and plans is something that you should do continuously throughout the year.
Now, what is entailed in this looking back? Are you looking back to fix mistakes, or are you looking back just to check on the progress that you've made?
I think both. You know, nobody wants to make the same mistakes twice. So definitely reflecting on what didn't work well. As I said, what worked well is as important to learn from the successes that we achieved in the last year. And then also to question, you know, things you might not have thought of. You know, industries change all the time. There's all new ideas all the time. You know, and to ask yourself and your colleagues, well, is there something that we're missing? So I think all three are definitely important.
Is it necessary to go through this looking back with maybe a financial advisor?
I think so. I mean, if your business doesn't have a financially astute person, I think it could be very valuable, because looking at your business just from a commercial perspective versus interpreting your results from a more financial perspective could give you different, you know, different answers. And analyzing your business from a financial perspective is very important, absolutely, whether it's improving your margin, whether it's looking at how you can grow your business. So I absolutely think it is worth doing, absolutely.
Now let's talk about moving forward. Once you've established those mistakes, how do you then have a plan or draw up a plan going forward for what you want to achieve and fixing those particular mistakes, if there are any?
So I think to be very specific in terms of what you want to achieve, so you might have a vision and a strategy. At SAGE, we use a tool that I think is quite effective, where we have what we call a VSGM. V stands for vision, S for strategy, N for measurements, and G for goals. So it really breaks down your, and this is kind of a common, I think, methodology in business, but it's very effective because it takes your strategy and it takes it all the way down to very measurable goals. And typically these are then also things that you can share with your colleagues so that everyone's goals are aligned to the same vision. So everyone's pulling in the same direction. So I think that's very important. And then, and your goals must be very specific. They must be very measurable. They must be time-bound and obviously relevant to your business.
Now, this plan, is it something that is personal that you need to dig deep and draw into, or is it something that can be shared and looked at by also a financial advisor or anyone else that you take in your confidence?
I think it is critical that any business plan is shared with the whole business. it is very important. So, I mean, you can obviously have your own personal goals in terms of what you want to do as an individual, in terms of developing yourself, for sure. But in terms of having a strategy for your business, it is so critical that plans, those plans are shared with everyone in the business. And that's where the term strategic alignment comes from, is that everyone's aligned, everyone knows what the plan is. And you know what, it's also not something you share once a year. As you adapt your plans, which is what you should be doing throughout the year, every time you make adjustments to your strategies and your plans, you should be sharing that with all the staff in your business. That is very critical.
Anton, how difficult is it, do you find, that people stick to these resolutions that they make once they've identified mistakes and have drawn up a plan? What is likely to throw them off during the year?
I think just getting too busy with day-to-day things, putting out fires, checking emails, the normal stuff. I think people get into a rhythm of just doing those things and being busy with busy work, and often lose sight of the bigger picture and of the longer term plans. And that's what I said earlier. So it's very important to at least once a month, I would say, take a step back, say, okay, the strategies, the plans that we set out at the beginning of the year, are we still on track? How are we progressing? What should we change? So I think it's almost a different mindset than your day to day mindset, where you are more in firefighting mode.
Have you come across cases where you find that those who have made plans and those who have identified mistakes often fail to deliver and keep the consistency and the momentum going throughout the year?
Yes, I mean, the fact that you have a plan per se doesn't mean you'll be successful. But I think the opposite applies, and that is that you have businesses with brilliant strategies that are never successful because they don't execute well. So I would rather say, have a plan, it doesn't have to be perfect, and just get started. So execution is key. It's more important to execute well than to have a perfect plan, because you can always adjust your plan along the road or along the way. But just get started and start doing it. It's pointless harping on your strategy and trying to create the perfect strategy if you don't execute against it.
That said, how would you advise somebody who had a plan but failed to deliver on that plan?
Well, I mean, I suppose it depends what, the reasons for the failure. So mm-hmm. It could be the plan itself, absolutely. So once again, reflecting and also sharing your ideas and your dilemma with your colleagues, your friends, your staff, to try and find out what the reasons are. It could be that the plan it's not a good business idea. It could be that. But as I said earlier, more often than not, it lies in the execution. If you have a product or a service that people want and need, and you deliver a good level of service, chances are that you should be fairly successful.
Thank you so much for your input, Sage Executive Vice President of Africa and Middle East, Anton van Heerden, for Personal Finance Monday.